Our devotion today is based upon Jesus' words in Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. There were present at that season some who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think they were worse sinners than all other men who dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Our television screens these days are full of bad news and difficult coverage to watch, covering all the things with this virus. And it's hard for us sometimes to just have to continually hear reports of such negative things about human suffering day after day. And television stations and networks know that the human audience can only take so much. A lot of times they're trying to close with good stories at the end that uplift us a little bit. And all of this draws a little bit closer to us every time we hear names that resonate with us, people that we might know or related to people we know. These same types of events happened in Jesus' day too. There were horrible events in that time as well. The collapse of this large tower in Siloam that killed 18, Pontius Pilate ordering a massacre of a number of Jewish people while they were worshiping. And it's apparent by what Jesus says that the people were well aware of these things, even though they didn't have television and newspapers the way we do today. Jesus, first of all, is addressing for us the false notion that sometimes can rise up in us when we see things go bad. We try to look behind the curtain of God's hidden will to figure out why is God letting this happen. And sometimes we can falsely assume that people are being punished for some particular sin which they have done. Years ago, when the movie The Sound of Music came out, there was a song that had this line in it. "Somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good." And sometimes people can have that thought about God, that if my life is going well, I must be doing something right. But if my life or someone else's life is not going well, God must be punishing them for something. But listen to what Jesus says. "Do you think about these victims? Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Jesus' lesson for us is really this. Certainly, sin is the cause of all the trouble in the world today. But none of us have any moral superiority over anybody else. And the fact that such horrific, sad things happen and that there is death that comes with it, the fact that it doesn't happen more often is really due to God's patience. The very fact that you and I have been given a time of peace, a time of tranquility, holding back death coming at us, is really also part of God's preservation. The question we shouldn't ask is, why does God let this happen? The real question should be, why doesn't God let this happen more often? And in particular, why hasn't he let it happen to me? But the loving heart of your Savior wants you and me to see that God's gracious patience with us, which we enjoy now, will someday have an end. We shouldn't assume that it'll go on forever. We are not to trifle with God's grace and with his wonderful invitation to his forgiveness in Christ. Jesus is really pleading with us for repentance, to turn our hearts away from sin, and this is part of his caring, loving compassion as the good shepherd who loves his sheep. Christ does not want to see an eternal tragedy strike any one of us, and that's what his entire mission is about, his entire work, coming into this world to suffer for our sins and rise again to give us the hope of life everlasting. And he comes to us now with a loving plea to our hearts. He says to repent, compelling us to turn from our sin and to seek his wonderful grace and forgiveness that covers all our sin, that puts us in the right relationship with God, so that we can look forward to going to heaven someday. So even right now, through His Word, God holds open for you and me the window of His grace in Christ, and He invites you to enter through that window. But today is the day. It's not something we should put off, so that we someday can enjoy that beautiful home our Savior has come to prepare for us. May the Holy Spirit keep our hearts always vigilant and keep us always penitent of our sins as we hold on to our dear Savior, who has washed us clean, given us His righteousness, and promised us everlasting life in heaven. Amen. Let's have a prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank You for the preaching of Your Word, by which You send Your Holy Spirit into our hearts to work repentances in us, to cause us to believe in our Redeemer, and to cling to His forgiveness alone for our hope of salvation. Strengthen us in Your grace, and keep us firm in this faith. We ask it all in our Lord's saving name. Amen. May God bless your day.